Hey, I'm Lisa Dent. Thanks for joining us. You know somebody using a reproductive health app like Flow or Clue? They're called period tracking apps, and they track fertility, pregnancies, and menstrual cycles. And our first guest, Jen Kultreiter, you're here to tell us that not everything is so private when you have these apps. Is that safe to say?
Yes, that's safe to say. It's a little scary out there, actually.
I know, and it seems, Jen, like every app we have or everything that we do on the internet can be hacked or used for really evil reasons. And how popular are these period tracking apps?
Oh, gosh. We saw ones with hundreds of millions of downloads. They're extremely popular. And you know, the period tracking and the pregnancy tracking, you know, women use them. I mean, we've all probably talked to a friend that's used them, right? And I had somebody who reached out to me last week after our research came out, and they're like, I have four of these apps on my phone. What do I do? So, yes, they're very popular.
And, you know, we call them period tracking apps, but they're also identified as reproductive health apps. So what are all the benefits of them?
No, the period and ovulation tracking apps can, you know, women use them to help track, you know, when they could get pregnant or to help keep them from not getting pregnant. And both of those are very important. And then the pregnancy tracking apps track everything. You know, it's amazing what these things track. They track sexual activity. They track doctor's appointments. They track your due date, your baby's name, you know, your symptoms, your moods, everything. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, find them super useful. And I don't want to take away from that. I just want to caution people that, you know, you might want to think about your privacy when you use them.
Yeah, I had no idea that people were putting their sexual activity into apps.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I remember so desperately trying to get pregnant. You had to do the basal body temperature and all that kind of stuff. But I was writing it down in a little book. Turned out I had endometrial carcinoma, was diagnosed with cancer, and lost my fertility. So that was all before the period tracking apps. And I can see the benefit of them. Now, you're with Mozilla, right?
Yes.
And Mozilla is a foundation that's a nonprofit, and you advocate for privacy on the internet. How bad are these period tracking apps when it comes to your information being picked up or hacked as opposed to other apps?
Well, we reviewed 20 period tracking and pregnancy tracking apps, and of the 20 we reviewed, 18 earned our privacy not included warning label. And that means that 18 of the apps did things like didn't require a strong password. There were a couple of the apps that you could log into the app with a password of 11, and that's bad. There were a number of the apps that, you know, said that they could share the personal data that they collect on you with third parties, including advertisers, or buy other data or accumulate other data on you from third parties like social media or potentially data brokers and combine it with you. And so, you know, just so many red flags about, you know, how much very personal data is collected, how it is being secured, and how it is being used by these companies to make them more money.
Jen Kultreiter is with Mozilla Foundation. They're a nonprofit that advocates for privacy on the internet. And these period tracking apps, I mean, I just thought that it was really tracking your period. But if you are putting in your sexual activity down to everything, including your baby's name when you do become pregnant, that could be poached for so many reasons. But a lot of this has really been amplified because of Roe v. Wade and the fact that it's made it's difficult to terminate a pregnancy in certain states. So how does that all factor in?
Yeah, I mean, that's what spurred us to look into these, you know, back in May when we found out that Roe versus Wade was likely going to be overturned and, you know, abortion was now going to become illegal in a number of states across the U.S. And the last time abortion was illegal in the U.S., the internet didn't exist. And now the internet exists and all the data, and it's these period and pregnancy tracking apps, but it's literally everything that connects to the internet that can be used to track where you are, what you're searching for, you know, who you're talking to. It's everything. And one of the big things that we found in our research was the vagueness of how a lot of these companies say they could share your personal information with law enforcement and government. And that obviously raises a concern if law enforcement comes knocking at a period tracking app and they said, hey, you know, 2 months ago you were pregnant and now you're not. We need to know who these people are so we can investigate them to see if they had an abortion. And that's not necessarily happening right now, but it's a very gray area where, you know, the vague statements we saw in privacy policies about sharing with law enforcement just raised a lot of concerns. And we wanted to kind of help people be aware that, you know, anytime you share your data with these companies, anytime it leaves your phone or it leaves your home, you don't have control over it anymore. And, you know, if you're comfortable with that, great. But if you're not comfortable with that, then you need to think through the repercussions. You know, are you comfortable with Facebook having it? Are you comfortable with law enforcement having it? Are you comfortable with it being leaked or possibly stolen? And if you're not, then look at some more privacy-centric options. Like, we reviewed an app, Yuki, that had really strong privacy features that we actually was the only app that made our best of list.
Okay, so, you know, none of us thought like the government or any police entity would be looking into our app, especially when it comes to period tracking apps. But we've seen this with Ring doorbells, haven't we, where there are some agencies that have actually been looking through your Ring doorbell.
Yeah, Amazon has actually had relationships with law enforcement and the police. And you saw that a few years back where, you know, law enforcement was encouraging everybody in their areas to get these because they knew it was, you know, a potential surveillance tool with them. And you know, initially, you know, the law enforcement could just kind of access this data. They've made it a little bit harder to access law enforcement, the Ring doorbells, but they're still handing it out. Amazon is still handing it out in certain circumstances. And that's, again, something that people maybe didn't expect. Or, you know, if your neighbor's got their Ring video doorbell pointed at your house, those pick up audio and video. And so we just don't have a lot of privacy anywhere these days is the bottom line.
Exactly. So for people using the period tracking app, or maybe there's people listening that know their daughter, or their aunt or somebody is, what are the top one or two you could suggest, and where is the research that they could look into to see which ones are not so safe?
Yeah, so like I said, Yuki is a great one. EUKI is the app. It's made by a nonprofit that's designed for women to protect their reproductive health with privacy in mind. It's a great app. Natural Cycles was the other one of the 20 we reviewed that didn't get our warning label, and it's a Swedish-based app that does a great job with privacy, as a lot of the companies based in Europe tend to do. And so we like them a lot. And if people want to go and read our reviews and see which ones do better than others, you can go to privacynotincluded.org and give it a read. And we have lots of reviews for lots of things on there, not just reproductive health apps.
Thanks for joining us, Jen. We appreciate you joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me.
privacynotincluded.org. Lauren has your newscast next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.